with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and gifts will be given to you. A good measure packed together, shaken down and overflowing will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear sisters and brothers, this morning's Gospel is part of the Sermon on the Mount. The address of the disciples by Jesus before they began their ministry as apostles and disciples. St. Augustine gave a very nice interpretation of this part of the gospel. St. Augustine said what Jesus meant here was this: if we are asking for forgiveness from God, we have to forgive others. If we want God to have mercy on us, we have to be merciful to others. If we do not want God to condemn us, if we don't want him to judge us harshly, we should not condemn others and we should not judge them harshly. And I think that is the best interpretation of this gospel. Because in our times, we tend not to understand fully what Jesus meant when he was telling the disciples, "Do not judge." Most of us think that "do not judge" means when someone is doing something wrong, you should not talk or say something about it. That is not the meaning. You know, it's just like a child that is growing up and the mother takes care of the child. And when the child does something wrong, the mother will keep quiet because it is said, "Oh, do not judge." No. If the mother keeps quiet while the child is doing something wrong, that is not good. Because that child will grow and will learn bad things. So when a child is doing something wrong, the mother has to do what? Step up and correct the child. And when the mother corrects the child for doing something wrong, it is not judging, it's not judgment, but she is doing the proper thing. So, my dear friends, when Jesus was saying this, he wants us to realize that all of us, both the judge and the person that is doing the right thing, no one is perfect. So when we are condemning, we have to be compassionate. When we are pointing something wrong, we have to be compassionate about it. Because we are not perfect. It could be anybody doing something wrong. So this gospel during this time of Lent reminds us that we have to look up to Jesus, who is our Lord. In all his dealings, he was very compassionate. Therefore, we have to learn how to be compassionate. In all he was doing, it was an act of love. So whatever we are doing also should be as a result of love. So let us pray in this Mass today that as we journey with him, we have to learn from our Master Jesus. Let us also pray for the grace to be able to put into actions what we see Jesus do.